show, friend of the show, Coach James Jones, the Yale Bulldogs, back in NCAA tournament once more. Coach Jones, I watched you on Sunday on TV. I was cheering for like crazy, man. Happy to see you getting back to the big dance one more time.
Can't tell you how much I appreciate that. Love all the support.
Yes, sir. Coach, you know, your team has built a culture all these years you've been there, man. And seeing your young men compete up there in that tournament and up there in Boston, man, how did it feel for your guys to once more get to go to the tournament, represent the Ivy League, a great league, a great schools, great universities, great academics? So talk about your young men, how you all felt about that, winning that game Sunday in Boston up there, man.
Well, I tell you, you know, to win a championship, you know, the sacrifices have to be made. Everybody can't play. Everybody can't shoot. Everybody don't get to do all the good things that go along with winning a championship. Somebody's got to do the dirty work. Somebody's got to do the hard work. Somebody's got to sacrifice. So to go and put that together and to win and to know the sacrifices that our guys put into it, it's just really special. And I can't be happier for the young men in our program.
And, Coach, you know, defensively, I saw your guys locked in, Coach. Very connected. Very calm, collected out there, man. Just talk about the keys that this win streak we're on right now. You know, winning this tournament, the last game before this tournament started. Talk about your guys locking in, knowing, hey, we have a chance to do some great things here. Talk about that, Coach.
Yeah, well, we went into that game, you know, knowing that we were right where we thought we would be, you know, when the season started. We thought we'd have a chance to win the championship and get to the NCAA tournament. So once we got there and then the locker room were talking and building for that week, we talked about being focused and, you know, not letting the moment be too big for us and to make sure that we were spent our time thinking about what we had to do on the floor and what our jobs were, as opposed to what it might be like if we won, right? I think it's hard not to have those thoughts go through your mind, but you got to quickly refocus and get yourself, totally into what it is you need to be doing on the court. And our guys were able to do that. And like I said, I couldn't be happy for them and Yale Nation and everybody being having a little piece of this win.
No doubt, Coach. And no, yeah, so he had a storm in a little while there, Coach. He was off the court for 2 weeks of game action, probably with COVID activities up there in January. Talk about how you kept your team together and focused during that time when you couldn't get on the court and play ball the way you all love to do every day.
Yeah, we had a tough time there with that, not being able to play and being able to get together. That year we had off all last year. We didn't get a chance to play. And, we had a few guys working out, and most of my guys were home and out of school so they could save their eligibility to play here at Yale. So it was a tough time. And, you know, this year we got off to a slow start because we had a bunch of guys injured. We got the COVID bug in December where we had to, we were missing practice, couldn't practice. The protocols here at Yale were very stringent. We were not allowed to do a lot on the court in terms of safety for our kids. And, you know, so that was tough. But once we got together and once we made a little change in the starting lineup, we started to roll. And we've been trying to ride that wave ever since.
Well, I love watching your team, Coach. Your guys are happy for each other, pull for each other. It was really locked in. Like, the bench was very engaged, very into it. Talk about your guys being a family, man. Because since they're on TV, like, man, these guys are really, really in it with each other. It's really a brotherhood out here for the Yale Bulldogs.
Yeah, you know, so we have 19 guys on our roster. So I got more disgruntled employees than I have happy employees, if you look at it that way, right? Mm-hmm. So I knew that my biggest challenge this year was going to be able to manage expectations, because with 19 players, you know, if I played eight, that means that I have, you know, 11 guys that don't play. So that's really hard when you're not playing and then you come to practice every day and you don't get a chance to get that nugget to go in a game and try to help you win or lose. That being said, you know, our guys have taken their roles. They understand who they are and they're in it for the betterment of Yale basketball. And there's a lot of talk and a lot of discussion around that, but I have great kids and, you know, they go to practice every day and, you know if you're better than somebody by virtue of what you do in practice every day. Now, your parents and your friends could tell you one thing, but you know, you go to practice every day, you know the deal. And fortunately for us, we've been successful. So it's hard to, you know, have negative comments when you're winning games. In any event, our guys are locked in to who we are. And it's all about the team. The team comes first. And then whatever happens for them is secondary. And then they're all looking for their roles going forward. It may not be this year, but it may be next year, maybe the year after. But they're all looking for their role in the battle for those positions to try to help us win on the court. But our guys, like I said, are locked in. They care about Yale basketball more than they care about themselves. And that's when you have a special group.
And the guy that really cares, Coach, is Azar Swain. That kid was amazing, Coach. Turning MVP for you guys. Talk me about that young man, Coach, and what he's meant to your program and what he means to you personally as a young man.
All right. You got any nails at your house? You got any nails?
I do.
Yeah, this dude is tough as nails. He's tough as those nails. You know, he could bite metal and spit bullets. He's so tough. He was a football player in high school. Just one of those guys that is going to do anything that it takes to be necessary to win games by any means necessary. He's one of those guys. Gym rat, great, great connection with his father. They have an unbelievable relationship where his dad gets on him much harder than Coach Jones ever did.
Oh, wow.
After the game, he gets on him much harder than I ever will. In any event, he's built the right way, and he's been able to make some unbelievably tough shots for us, shots that you don't let anybody else take, he makes.
I hear that. I mean, I saw some of those shots this weekend. Like, this dude was just like a bulldog. He's really a bulldog. Like, he really fits the bill for real. I'm like, man, this cat is intense. I mean, this cat is a baller. I really enjoy watching him play because it reminds me when I was playing basketball back in the day, I was one of those junkyard dog type of dudes. You know, I wasn't the best guy on the court, but I would play my role and play hard as heck with the intangibles. That's what this guy does. But his guy can score the ball. So I'm like, I love this game.
Yeah, no question. Really good player. Happy to have him on our team.
And you also got coming from Bears and Matt as well, that championship game for you guys, Coach. Talk about your supporting cast, how these young men kind of the puzzle fits together. You know, these guys who play for you and know their roles. But I like what Bears and Matt did for you this weekend as well. Talk about those young men.
Yeah, Bears was tremendous. At the point guard spot, he had 11 rebounds. He had 13 points. He had a few steals. And defensively, he's going to get into the other team's best guard at times. And so he did a really great job for us at defending the basket and making it tough for those guys and leading us on the floor. And Matt Cotton really made it some tough shots and some big shots for us to get us on a roll and to keep us going. And, you know, you're never going to win a game with just one guy, right? You need to have multiple guys step in and contribute. And fortunately for us, we had enough of those contributions on this past weekend.
Me, defensively, Coach, holding the 41%. I know you love defense. Overall, holding each team under 70 points for the whole tournament, the Ivy League tournament. So talk about defensively, how your guys really is locked in defensively and how much attention to detail that's inside the ball as well as scoring the ball as well.
Well, you know, every year my team takes on a little bit of a different personality in terms of the props that we have. So a couple of years ago when we had Mie Oni, who was drafted by Utah Jazz, we were good enough to just outscore you. And like we want to defend, but we were going to be good enough. You are not going to score as many points as we did. I think we were one of the best teams in the country at scoring the ball that year. In any event, this team is built on defense. We know that we're going to have to get stops if we want to win. We have three core principles of our program. We want to rebound, we want to defend, and we want to share the ball. And they all come into play in varying degrees of them from year to year. But those are our three principles. And, you know, defense is obviously – you know, offense is really good. It wins games, but defense wins championships. Those words were not spoken out of just haphazardly. You know, that has to happen. I really truly believe that you're going to have to defend if you're going to win. And unfortunately for us, our guys believe that and they go out every day and try to prove it.
Yeah, Coach, but my Hawks here, I know what you mean. We don't defend nobody. So if we can do that with Atlanta Hawks, I'll be very happy. So I get your point, Coach, 100% every day, man, 100%. And, Coach, you all got Purdue coming up. Matt Payne does a great job, been there a long time. Congratulations, Gene Cady, man. What do you say for those guys on the film as you all prepare to go play them in the tournament here this week?
You said, what do they look like?
Yeah, on film, uh-huh.
Yeah, they look really good. They look really good. I mean, they're big and strong. Like, we went and played LSU a couple of years in the tournament, and I remember walking out on the floor and seeing their starting fours and fives. Like, there's a Bigsby Williams kid, and then there was Nazaire Williams, just these two huge men on the floor, and I just saw them. I can't believe how big they are. And now we're going to go play Purdue, and they have the kid Edie. He's 7'4" and he weighs 300 pounds. It's like trying to move a tree. So we got our hands full for us, but you know, we'll prepare this week and obviously do the best we can and try to get a victory there.
No doubt. Well, Coach Jones, thank you for your time on a busy week, man. I'll be cheering for you, of course, man. Good talk to you again, man, and go Bulldogs this weekend, man.
Appreciate you, brother. You be good.
See you, Coach. Be safe, man.
Peace.